Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the press conference following the end of today's Health Council meeting. I have the pleasure to introduce the Minister of Health of Bulgaria, Mr. Kirill Ananiev, and the Commissioner, Vytenis Andriukaitis. You know him very well. I'll give the floor straight away to the Minister to present the results of today's meeting.
Благодаря. Уважаеми господин комисар, уважаеми дами и господа, на днешното заседание на Съвета на здравните министри имахме изключително динамични дискусии по актуални и значими теми в сферата на здравеопазването. Централно място в тези дискусии беше отредено на темата за бъдещето на здравеопазването на ниво Европейски съюз. Европейския съюз има нужда от повече видимост на политики, които работят в полза на хората. Здравната политика е сред тях. Открихме теми с добавена стойност за сътрудничество на европейско ниво. Очертахме и рамката. Здравоопазването следва да осигурява добър баланс между здраве и търговия. Присъща функция на регулаторната рамка на Европейския съюз, която е в полза на хората и гарантира качеството на живот на нашия континент. Беше маркирана необходимостта от адекватно участие на здравната експертиза по всички теми, касаещи здравето. Без точните експерти на масата, решенията няма да работят. Липсата на хармонизирана здравна политика на ниво Европейски съюз не означава липса на необходимост от сътрудничество. В сферата като здравоопазването изключително чувствителна и осезаема за обикновените хора, можем да стигнем до конвергенция само постепенно на базата на сътрудничеството между държавите. Надявам се, че сме изпратили важни политически сигнали, които ще бъдат ориентир за перспективата на държавите членки за следващата комисия. В тази посока бяха и приетите заключения на Съвета за здравословното хранене при децата. В този политически документ има много повече от хранене и храни. Има послания за нуждата от сътрудничество при борбата с хроничните незаразни болести, за значимия принос на здравеопазването като сектор и инвестиращ в здравето на хората, за децата и младите хора, като уязвими потребители, но и като носители на новото, на потенциала на бъдещето. Открихме нуждата от междусекторното сътрудничество и особено потенциала на политики, като общата селско-стопанска политика да осигури принос към целите на здравната политика. Акцент беше поставен върху нуждата от регулация на маркетинга, ориентиран към децата, на храни, които не са здравословни. Нека резюмирам. Европа има причини да се гордее с това, че е талон на качество на живот и добра регулаторна рамка, защитаваща интересите на потребителите. Посланието ни да запазим това и в бъдеще, разбира се, с партньорството на комисията. Имахме и законодателни дебати. Обсъдихме предложението за регламент за оценка на здравните технологии, където редица държави членки индикираха притеснения с предвидения задължителен характер на сътрудничеството. Съществено беше наличието на желание за продължаване на конструктивните разговори в търсене на алтернативи за предложения по задължителния подход. Този дебат е важен политически ориентир и за комисията, и за следващите председателства. Съветът ще има нужда от време да намери точните решения. Надяваме се, че комисията ще ни улесни. Едно законодателно предложение на ниво Европейски съюз не може да стъпи на подкрепата на малцинството. Такива са правилата, установени с договорите. Една позитивна новина от гледна точка на законодателството. Приключването на преговорите по регламент 726/2004. Това е регламента за ЕМА, като част от ветеринарния пакет. Това е важен законодателен пакет. Приключването на преговорите по регламент 726/2004 беше приоритет на нашето председателство. Успяхме да постигнем съгласие по приемането на таксите за ЕМА с законодателен акт по лисабонизацията на редица разпоредби. Преговорите с Европейския парламент бяха много позитивни и имахме добро сътрудничество с комисията и имаме основание да бъдем доволни. Като цяло беше един изключително динамичен съвет, наситен с сериозни послания и дебати. Благодаря за вниманието.
Thank you, Minister. Commissioner, the floor is yours now.
Thank you very much indeed. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, guten Tag. Добър ден. I would like to start by thanking the Bulgarian presidency, the Bulgarian colleagues, and in particular Minister Ananyev for the cooperation during this presidency. Today we had some very interesting and rather strong but forward-looking discussions on health technology assessment, future of health and healthy nutrition of children. I thank the colleagues for their open and critical contributions and invite them to continue our joint efforts to strengthen the case for health in Europe. This morning we started with discussions around health technology assessment. Those who watched the debate online saw that their opinions were very divergent. I stand firm that our proposal for a regulation aims to strengthen the current cooperation and to ensure its long-term sustainability. Our proposal will also benefit patients on a long run. I have no doubts on this. However, I have heard concerns from some member states as well as some national parliaments as regards the competences and the diversity of member states in this field. I assure the ministers that the Commission is aware of differences between apples and pears, as one member state mentioned. Commission is ready to work together with member states to find the right balance and to identify while at the same time delivering on the objective for a stronger and sustainable European Union cooperation. However, I do not share presidency conclusions made at the end of the debate. Everybody can do math, and we saw many member states willing to start real work on the proposal during the Austrian presidency. 11 countries were in favor, 7 were in favor, but 6 were against, 4 were against, but related to so-called obligatory participation and obligatory uptake issues. It means that we have broad area of debate. One of the general discussions during the whole presidency cannot lead to policy conclusions. Of course, we need to dwell deep into the matters and address concerns of every member state. HTA can and should be beneficial for all member states, no matter their size or wealth. I am, for my part, determined to work closely together with the European Parliament and the Austrian presidency to advance this work in a timely and efficient manner. We also had an interesting debate on the future of European Union cooperation on health. I was very glad to hear a number of ministers underlining the importance of European Union added value in the area of health and acknowledging the need of working more on disease prevention and health promotion. This is long time been my plea. I am also glad that the social pillar was mentioned during our discussion. Several of its key principles show that health is central, referring to access to health care, healthy workplaces, work-life balance, social protection, long-term care, children or people with disabilities. I would like to recall indeed the Treaty Article 168. I quote, "Member states shall, in liaison with the Commission, coordinate among themselves their policies and programs in the areas referred to in paragraph which this includes public health and preventing physical and mental illnesses and diseases. Cooperation and mutual learning help all of us to address common health challenges, tackle cross-border health threats, facilitating the uptake of digital solutions, and tap into the potential of new technologies. We will be now negotiating on the future EU budget for the period 2021-2027. The Commission proposed to give a strong health dimension to the multi-annual financial framework. On the one hand, as part of the investing in people, social cohesion and values cluster, a dedicated amount of 413 million euros is earmarked for health within the new European Social Fund. But it is also important to flag that on top of the SF Plus, several other financial instruments will also provide funding to improve healthcare systems and protecting citizens' health. They include InvestEU, Digital Europe, Connecting Europe Facility, Horizon Europe, and the European Regional Development Fund. I firmly believe that the synergies created by the new multi-annual financial framework will maximize the health impact of EU actions for the benefit of citizens, health professionals, and policymakers. The ball is now in Member States' court. But let me be clear, we can't do more with less. On the topic of children's nutrition, I fully endorse the importance the Bulgarian presidency is giving to this team, and I welcome the Council's conclusions. Our common message is simple. Children are our most vulnerable citizens and should be protected from the early onset of chronic diseases and also from obesity-related underachievement at schools. As stated in the Council conclusions, I am convinced that not only food safety is important, but also the nutritional quality of food. Our joint aim must be to ensure that healthy food options with less salt, sugar, and fats are easily available and affordable to all in our supermarkets. Finally, as mentioned, we looked at the progress in some other priority files as antimicrobial resistance, vaccination, digital health, and care. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll open the floor for questions now. We'll start here. Please say your name and the media you represent. Thank you.
Lucia Sali, ANSA News Agency. It's for Commissioner Andriukaitis. As you just mentioned, one of the points on the agenda was vaccination. And did you raise this issue also with the new Italian Minister for Health, given the fact, and did you receive any kind of reassurance about the Italian government intention, given the fact that just this morning the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of the Interior, Matteo Salvini, said that there are already talks ongoing with the Minister of Health to eliminate the 10 compulsory vaccinations, which are for him dangerous and even harmful. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. If I may, we will have a meeting with the Minister of Health of Italy after this conference, and it's a little bit early to answer to your questions. And of course, we will see how can we discuss those topics, because it's very important for me also to know position of new appointed Minister of Italy.
I don't see any questions in the room, so in this case I thank you, the Commissioner and the Minister, for participating. Many thanks to our interpreters, as usual, and I wish you all a good day.